Today, members of Congress demonstrated how eager they are to head off the growing incidents of identity theft. They introduced legislation to prevent information robberies like those at Choice Point and other companies in recent weeks. Those break-ins have allegedly led to hundreds of cases of identity theft, and they placed tens of thousands of consumers at risk. NPR's Larry Abramson is back from a Senate hearing on this, the first hearing to explore the issue since these incidents occurred. Larry, are lawmakers convinced that the new laws are needed to fix this problem?
They definitely are, Michelle. Everybody is for privacy. It's kind of like American pie. Nobody says that we really shouldn't have privacy. And we've already seen as kind of a rush to legislate in just the few weeks since these break-ins occurred. And that urgency intensifies every day when you hear about new break-ins. Just the other day, DSW Shoes said that customer account information had been stolen from 103 different stores. And just yesterday, a data aggregator named Sizent announced that customer accounts about 32,000 people had been compromised when passwords were stolen. So the testimony before the Senate today underscored the fact that the companies in question already face a number of laws that could be used to protect this information.
Well, if these laws are already on the books, why can't regulators or law enforcement already go after these companies?
Well, they can, and they have in the past. The chair of the Federal Trade Commission enumerated a bunch of cases that the agency has brought recently against companies that were sloppy with their security practices. And so did the Secret Service and the Comptroller of the Currency, which regulates a lot of financial institutions. The problem is that many of these laws that we're talking about were written for a particular sector. There are banking privacy laws, credit privacy laws, laws to protect driver's licenses, information. And in the meantime, there's a new category of company out there that mixes together information from a whole bunch of different sector. And they also collect a lot of public information, which doesn't really enjoy that many protections. So lawmakers and regulators have to figure out, how do you define this industry? What is an information broker or a data aggregator, as they're known in the trade? What is it that they're doing wrong or that is dangerous? And how can you actually address it?
Well, Larry, typically at this point, the industry would come with a warning saying, please don't regulate us too harshly because you just might strangle the economy. Is that happening here?
It definitely is. A lot of the information that we're talking about does help speed the process of getting instant credit, which consumers like so much. And businesses are saying that if we can't use all of this information to verify the identity of a purchaser or to make sure that they're creditworthy, then the consumer isn't going to buy that plasma TV because they can't walk away with it today. It could slow the whole process down. And there's also the fact that a lot of this information is used for legitimate security reasons, to stop fraud, for example. It's also used to find deadbeat parents, to screen people for employment purposes, for research by journalists. We're big subscribers to these companies. And then there's, of course, law enforcement, which wants to use this data to find people to fight crime and terrorism. So many people in the privacy community, I think, would like to see a major crackdown in this industry, which they think has gotten much too powerful. But lawmakers are very wary about all of these other purposes, and they're already working on ways to carve out exceptions for these other uses.
So as you listen to the testimony today and the questions from the lawmakers, any clues about how the lawmakers might tackle this problem?
Well, the testimony of the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, Deborah Majores, could be important. She indicated that she has a lot of powers that she could use more aggressively, but she's also saying that maybe we should be warning consumers every time there's a potential threat. That's a requirement in California right now, but it's not a federal requirement. And also that she would like to see existing laws extended that require banks to have reasonable security measures. So she would like to see that kind of provision extended perhaps to information brokers, and that might help her make sure that they are being careful with all of this data.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.